Paraphrasing involves just rephrasing the content of what a person says to you, but only in a brief and tentative way.
那么释义呢，其实就是你重新表达来访者他说话的主要内容，但是是一个简洁、准确、精炼的方式。
One of the common problems that I've noticed students make is that they just repeat back like a parrot what the person says, and that's not helpful. That can be irritating.
那但是其实老师注意到，在很多同学所共就是共病是什么？大家很多的人就只是重复回去了。那这样其实不能够真正的给来访者以帮助，反而不好，让他们觉得不舒服，惹到他们。
This is an example from the book.
好，这个是书里的一个例子哈。来访者他说，哎，我知道整天坐着什么都不做，对我的抑郁来说没有用。嗯，然后呢，示意不是简单的重复，你知道整天只坐着什么都不做是没有用的。有用的示意可能会表达的就是，听起来好像你一直在考虑该做什么来帮助自己感觉好点。
So you can see the difference, you know, the simple repetition, you don't get, the client doesn't get anything out of it. But if you give a really effective paraphrase, you're actually helping the client to get clearer how they think.
那所以我们能够清楚地看见两者之间的区别啊。如果你只是简单的重复回去，其实对来访者来讲没有任何的益处，你就是说了他说的话而已嘛。但是如果是一个有效的示意，你等于可以帮助到来访者去沉淀他自己的这个感受，他自己在想些什么。
So, these are some times that you would want to use a paraphrase.
那这是你想要去使用示意的一些时机。第一个是你确切地听到对方，帮助对方澄清想法，帮助对方深入探讨问题，表达你在听并且理解。
So again, in the book, they have those the cognitive self-instruction on how to do a paraphrase.
那在我们书里面给了一些建议哈，一些指导，怎么样去使用示意。
So basically, you're going to be building on your good attending behaviors that we just talked about. Plus, you're observing, you know, you're listening to the person to get the main idea.
基本上就是在我们刚刚讲的关注行为的基础之上，然后呢，你来去总就是来去说一下对于来访者他想要表达的这个主要的内容。
And then what you're trying to do is just sum up the patient's main ideas in your own words. Sometimes you'll check, and sometimes the person will just tell you immediately if what you said is right.
然后用自己的话总结主要的想法，然后有的时候你可能还需要去检查你的这个想法对不对，但是有些时候来访者就会直接告诉你你说的对不对，理解的对不对。